road trip. It was the summer before college. My friend Joseph had called me and told me he had got two tickets for a festival and he would like for me to come with him. I thought, hey, why not? It's a free concert and I'm totally down. I brought up the idea of the trip with my parents, but they were very adamant that I should not go because they thought I would get into trouble. I was already in trouble for something that had happened a few weeks before. However, I was determined to go down to LA. I told my parents that I was going to go stay over at my girlfriend's place for the weekend. At this point, I was actually having some second thoughts. However, my girlfriend convinced me that I should go because it would be a fun trip with my best friend before I leave for college. We left Friday night around 8 p.m. It was around 1 or 2 in the morning when we arrived in LA. We then crashed at our friend Demi's apartment in Hollywood. I woke up the next morning and Demi showed us around the city. We walked down a couple blocks to my car that was parked overnight at In-N-Out. When we got to the car, a worker warned us, if we did not move the car, we would get a parking ticket. Right after lunch, we zipped through the traffic to get to the concert, but we got caught in bad traffic and literally got stuck for hours with little progress. Finally, we got to the concert, but we were a little late. We then decided to set up our tent after the concert and have fun. Our favorite artist was playing, and we visited each stage and helped ourselves to the shaved ice and attractions. However, when we got back to the campground, we had trouble putting up the tent. It was like trying to build a house of cards with wind and freezing hands. At this point, Demi had fallen asleep in the car. Fortunately, our neighbors offered to help, and we eventually got the tent set up. The next morning, I woke up very sore and very cold. I was so miserable. There was no pillow and only one blanket. I could feel the condensation that crept inside the tent. It was disgusting. Then, the tent collapsed. We realized that we were not well prepared for the trip. All we had to eat was barbecue Lay's potato chips and Gatorade since food was outrageously expensive. We were extremely famished and literally, I thought I lost at least 10 pounds. I woke up and realized that my parents had called me 4 times. They were worried because it was almost nighttime and I had overslept. Me and Joseph literally sped our way back. We were going around 90 on the highway. On the way home, we made a wrong turn. So Joseph attempted to do a U-turn while doing around 60 and we literally drifted out. We had spun off the road and there was a basketball-sized dent on the car. We got back so late and it was probably midnight and I woke up the next morning and my parents knew that I had lied to them. They had seen a car and saw that I nearly emptied out all my savings. Although it was a fun trip, I felt I should have been more honest with my parents.